36 million low-cost homes and new high-tech green industries, they're some of the ambitious targets set by China's latest five-year plan. More details of the economic blueprint have emerged during this week's National People's Congress session in Beijing. The government wants more people to live in cities and it aims to contain the GDP growth rate to 8% a year. Can it be done? Here's Karen Snowden with this report.
The details of China's 12th five-year plan have been fleshed out during the parliament meeting in Beijing. There's a heavy emphasis on social justice, an 8% a year increase in the minimum wage, and a target of 20% low-income housing by 2015. That means building 36 million low-income apartments, 10 million of them this year. The main priority is to bring down inflation and reduce the income gap. Li Gengliu is the head of Greater China Economics with the ANZ Bank. He says the focus on keeping inflation to 4% and GDP growth to just 8% is important, but will be difficult to achieve. High commodity prices mean inflation is likely to exceed 5%.
Well, I think this could be a triggering effect for social discontent. We know that inflation will hurt the poor the most. And we also know that China's income inequality has deteriorated quite a lot in recent years.
So all the more important, I suppose, for the plan to raise the minimum wage by around about 8% a year. But it might not be enough.
In fact, if you look at recent provincial minimum wage conditions, they all have raised more than 8%. In some provinces, we have seen, 15 to 20% minimum wage hikes. This will be, important way to push wage higher. But meanwhile, the government would have to slow strong demand in order to contain inflation.
The growing gap between rich and poor with the risk of social instability is causing considerable concern in Beijing. Concern that's growing in the current international context of people power movements. Yet the government should be given its due as well. The rhetoric is consistent with past efforts to raise the living standards of the people. Professor Wanning Sun from the China Research Centre at Sydney's University of Technology says the government's job is harder now than at any time since economic reforms began.
The inequality between the rich and the poor, between the rural and urban, has widened. Extended China, at the end of the third decade, has become one of the most unequal societies in Asia as well as in the rest of the world.
So in the past, the emphasis, of course, was on dealing with severe poverty, and now it's that inequality that's really the target, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. To build a so-called people-oriented and harmonious society that is characterized by so-called coordinated and sustainable development. And the social justice agenda has been put back on the agenda. But to be able to implement that, to actually bring out real consequences in material, practical, everyday terms for the people is another matter.
The plan includes a further 16% cut in energy use per unit of GDP. There are seven strategic industries to be promoted, including new energy, information technology, biotechnology and new materials. These aim to replace low-wage manufacturing industries as China's labour costs make them uncompetitive. Wanning Sun says the biggest impediment to closing the income gap is the continuing existence of the household registration system. This ensures China's millions of migrant workers essential to the growth of city-based industries are excluded from most benefits.
So unless this fundamental system of inequality is actually somehow got rid of, a lot of the policies which aim to bring back inequality are only limited in terms of how effective they are.
Military spending is to rise by almost 13%. In comparison, education will get 4% more in China's next budget.
Karen Snowden with that report.